Sarah Cooper's comedy special starts with us being told that the premise is that Sarah Cooper is the host of a morning news, like Today Show light kind of thing, called Everything's Fine. So she's sitting there at the anchor desk, riffing some not funny stories about how everything's fine. And then there's breaking news. The President of the United States wants to call in. So we go to a split screen. On the split screen, we have Sarah Cooper playing Sarah Cooper, the news anchor. And on the other side, as the President of the United States, it's Sarah Cooper pantomiming to the voice of President Trump, like Sarah Cooper does on her TikTok videos. Have you watched this thing? Can someone please explain it to me? As much as I hate on Adam Sandler movies, I get Adam Sandler movies. I understand Adam Sandler movies. I don't understand this. There's a lot of celebrity cameos in this. Did Maya Rudolph call in every favor she has? And if so, why? Why for this? Why is Sarah Cooper on Variety's Comics to Watch? Why is she on Vulture's 20 to Watch? Is the act I pantomime to Donald Trump videos? I haven't finished it yet. Maybe it gets much better. I'm sure it does. I'm going to watch more. But before I jumped in the studio today, I wanted to at least put my eyes on it so I could react to it at least a little. And my reaction to the first 2 minutes is I need someone to explain this to me. Why are we making Sarah Cooper a thing? Why? No, like seriously, why? Who's behind this? What is going on? You watch this special, right? You know I'm not insane. I'm not off on some rant. The Adam Sandler thing, it's a rant and it's a shtick, you know? It's a bit. This, I don't understand. You need to explain this to me at DCNpod or facebook.com/dailycomedynews. Why are we making this a thing? The LA Times wrote about the special, directed by Natasha Russian-Dalion, with a well-crafted writing staff that includes SNL head writer Paula Pell. It is 49 minutes, about 48 minutes longer than anything most viewers will have seen Sarah perform. But it's studded with stars and sketches and something of a through line, all of which point directly, or in a roundabout way, but mostly directly, to our national four-year nightmare. If the phrase national four-year nightmare offends you, you will probably not enjoy this special. Pay attention to the LA Times' choice of words here. Even for a fan, enjoy might not be quite the right verb. Everything's Fine is a dark and uncomfortable hour. In its glitchy mix of the banal and the bizarre, something more likely to show up on Adult Swim or IFC than Netflix. It's funny, but it won't necessarily make you laugh. Let me read that sentence again. It's funny, but it won't necessarily make you laugh. Nor is it the stand-up special one might expect from a late-night comedy star, though Cooper has done stand-up for years. A few lines of that comedy, which you can find on her YouTube channel, have been spliced into her special. The framing device is a morning show, Everything's Fine, hosted by Sarah Cooper. There are interview segments and special reports and cutaways to commercials and appearances by the president, which is to say by Cooper mouthing the president's words. You know Sarah Cooper. She pantomimes to Donald Trump on TikTok. She has a Netflix special. Everything's Fine takes her presidential pantomime out into the world. A golf course, the Access Hollywood bus, the special's narrative reveal, such as it is nothing new and not surprising. Indeed, it is a very old and much used device, but it's hard to see what other way they could go given the world, and it's nicely played. Fred Armisen plays her director. Maya Rudolph plays the show's weather person. Jane Lynch plays a guest on the show, a cupcake maker. Aubrey Plaza appears as the host of a QAnon shopping channel. Megan Thee Stallion demonstrates her pandemic workout. John Hamm plays the creative Mr. Pillow. There are appearances by Connie Chung, Marissa Tomei, Winona Ryder, Daniel Brooks, and Jonathan Van Ness with Ben Stiller, Helen Mirren, Billy Bush. Who called in the favors for this and why? Sarah Cooper didn't call everyone up and go like, hey, John Hamm and Ben Stiller, I pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. Can you do my special? They didn't say yes to that. They said yes to Maya Rudolph or somebody. Or the powerful agent who's behind this, whose name I don't know. Something's going on here. The LA Times writes, the question is whether Cooper, having had extraordinary success in a very particular sort of comedy, will go on to flourish in the wider world of show business and be remembered as something more than that Trump lady in a segment on MTV's I Love the 20s. LA Times says, the signs are good. It may have taken her ages to become an overnight sensation, but she's smart and personable, holds her own among his story guests, and everything's fine, and is adapting her pre-TikTok book, How to Be Successful Without Hurting Men's Feelings, as a single-camera comedy for CBS. LA Times writes, it's a question that time will tell whether or not Cooper's career survives Trump, but she has helped many of us make it this far. Adam Sandler has got a new movie, this from Variety. Adam Sandler will portray an astronaut in Netflix's untitled adaptation of Jaroslav Kalfar's novel, The Spaceman of Bohemia. That story centers on an astronaut sent to the edge of the galaxy to collect mysterious ancient dust when he finds his earthly life falling to pieces. I don't have it in me to get mad at you today, Adam Sandler. You heard the opening segment there, my little rant. Okay, there's an Adam Sandler movie. I can't today. I can't. Sandler turns to the only voice who can help him put it back together, a creature from the beginning of time lurking in the shadows of his ship. I have no doubt that's going to be good. No doubt. From the Laugh Button, they're making a Richard Pryor biopic. That's kind of cool. There's been a couple failed attempts at this. The first go-round included Chris Rock and Adam Sandler producing with Marlon Wayans as Pryor, and a later attempt finding Mike Epps as Pryor and Eddie Murphy as Pryor's father. Neither of those happened. MGM has won an auction for the rights for the new biopic. It'll be written and directed by Kenya Barris. In a statement, Barris said, "The way Pryor did what he did with truth and specificity, that was somehow self-aware and self-depreciating, and said that with an unmatched level of vulnerability. That was the power and the impact of his work. Pryor had a voice that was distinctly his, and in many ways, comedy since then has been derivative of what he created. To me, this is a film about that voice, the journey that shaped it, and what it took for it to come to be." Take a quick break, come back, and do the late-night shows, and I got some Borat stuff. I'm all flustered. I mean, did you watch the special? You got to watch the special. I'm going to finish watching it tonight. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. And we're doing the late night shows in the middle of the podcast today. I'm all off my game. Stephen Colbert was talking about Mike Pence. He said, he's vice president. At best, he's vice essential. He's America's spare tire. You want him in the trunk, but you hope to never use him. Colbert again, of course, the most infectious part of the country is the Trump administration. Fallon said even Joe Biden is like, trust me, being vice president is not essential work. Trevor Noah said, honestly, though, people, I'm not mad at Pence. I'm just disappointed in him because I get Trump not following the rules. We know he can't read. But don't tell me that Mike Pence can't follow strict protocols. I mean, that dude's rules about being around women are more complicated than the rules for meeting the Queen. Trevor again. Now, if Pence hasn't caught corona, this is actually some really good information for us to learn about the virus, because now we know that you can get the virus if you're breathing the same air as someone who is positive, but you clearly can't catch the virus if you spend all your time kissing that person's ass. Trevor, yeah, I know people go to Trump rallies after he got COVID, but that's Trump. His rallies are fun. That's worth getting corona for. No one wants to get corona from Mike Pence, especially because he already makes you feel like you have corona. You know, after he talks, you're exhausted. It's hard to breathe. You just want to be down. Did you watch Borat yet? It's a lot better than Sarah Cooper's new special, I will tell you that. So there's an article in the New York Times about the Kazakhstan tourism industry, and one entrepreneur got smart. He's running a campaign that is Kazakhstan, very nice. See, you lean into it. You don't fight it. You lean into it. The guy at the travel agency approached the Board of Tourism. They got an immediate yes, and they produced 4 internet-friendly 12-second spots featuring people walking around Kazakhstan and observing that it's very nice. In one, a man at a market drinks traditional fermented horse milk, not horse urine, and says, that's actually very nice. The philosophy here is, it's a newer generation. They've got Twitter, they've got Instagram, they've got Reddit, they know English, they know memes, they get it, they're inside the media world. We're looking at the same comedians, the same Kimmel show. Kazakhstan is globalized. When Sacha Baron Cohen learned that Kazakhstan has reversed itself and embraced his franchise, he offered a statement. That statement is, this is a comedy, and the Kazakhstan in the film has nothing to do with the real country. I chose Kazakhstan because it was a place that almost nobody in the U.S. knew anything about, which allowed us to create a wild, comedic, fake world. The real Kazakhstan is a beautiful country with a modern, proud society, the opposite of Borat's version. I'm still laughing about that movie several days later. I suggest you go watch it. I'm exhausted. I got like 5-6 stories left here to read to you, but they can all wait. If you want to know, Comedy Central is going to have some new stand-up specials. The Comedy Museum is doing some stuff with Johnny Carson. I'll read all these things to you tomorrow. That's your comedy news for today. Hit me up. Explain this to me at DCNPod, facebook.com/dailycomedynews. Subscribe and all that. I don't get it.